Hello and welcome to Community Focus, a public affairs program of KECR Radio with your host, Steve Blessing.
Living in a safe community certainly is a common desire for everyone. No matter where you or I live, our surroundings matter and can have an impact on our lives. Today on Community Focus, we're taking a look at the initiative people in one area of San Diego County are taking to create a positive environment in their neighborhoods. Our guest is Lavonna Connolly, the coordinator of the Elkhorn Collaborative. Thank you so much for being here, Lavonna.
Thank you.
The Elkhorn Collaborative's goal is all about improving quality of life. That's a great goal. Tell us about that mission of the organization.
Well, the El Cajon Collaborative is a project of 27 formal nonprofit partners, and they come together and assess the needs of the El Cajon community and what they can do to coordinate their efforts and work together to address those needs. And so the El Cajon Collaborative has been in existence for about 20 years. We are not a nonprofit. We are just an unincorporated project of these nonprofits.
Certainly it takes a lot of effort and strategizing to create something for a whole community, a whole city of El Cajon.
Absolutely. It is rather complex, and that's why the El Cajon Collaborative has the formal structure that we do, including a staff person, which is me, that coordinates these efforts, because it is rather complicated to strategize multiple agencies coming together with their own individual missions to strategize about what they think is best for the community according to what they know. And so the fact that we have the structure that helps support that type of collaboration is really significant. Many times collaborative projects fall apart because they don't have this type of structure to maintain them, to help convene them and help administrate them so that they can continue to work together and have success.
So many things for the community, which are really necessities for any community, any city, really we're talking basic needs. And this is information even posted on your website, which we'll let people know about in a moment on Community Focus, but the basic needs, health care, which is really important, education, or at least education for parents. And you even offer help for those who move to the community, newcomers.
Yes. In El Cajon, particularly, we have a large group of newcomers that are from the Middle East and other countries, also Africa and other places. They've come from all over the place to come to El Cajon. We have just a real diverse community. And so we do support. There's multiple agencies. Some of them are our partners that try to help, especially the refugees and asylees who've come here from other countries, help them to connect to resources and navigate and become successful here. There's anything from the language needs to helping them figure out how to become employed to basic things like just figuring out which ways the door opens and what to do with traffic lights and stop signs and just all kinds of things, recycling programs, all kinds of things that you as an American know about, but people coming from foreign countries aren't used to. So you would kind of have to just break down, what is the public transit system? How does it work? And what is recycling? What does it mean to recycle? And all kinds of things that these multiple agencies come together and work together to help with.
We're talking about the El Cajon Collaborative today on Community Focus and the efforts of the collaborative to create a better community, if you will, in the city of El Cajon, and talking about the different things that are being done to make El Cajon a better area to live and work in. Lavonna, some of the other areas that you offer help, the basic needs of food and shelter, and then, of course, health care needs. Always
yeah.
important.
Mm-hmm. You know, here in El Cajon, we have a high degree of poverty. It's double the state average here. I think it's 30% poverty right here. It's pretty high. And with a lot of people who are living on limited means, there is a great need for coordinating resources around the basic needs. And so in food, for example, we as a collaborative can find out where all the different food resources are and compile all those resources into one place, so that folks who are in need of food don't have to search for where the food is. They can be coming to one centralized place to find out where all those resources are, and then they can spend their time pursuing actually finding the food they need. So we do a variety of things to bring the information together to make it easier. both for the people looking for food and for those people who are trying to help the people looking for food. It's very convenient to have a resource. So we do all kinds of things around the basic need of food. We also have information compiled about how to seek shelter, and those resources are all compiled into one place. And partners continue to come together to talk about housing and affordable housing and the issues surrounding housing and access to housing, to continue to problem solve and work towards more affordable housing, because there is simply never enough of that. And healthcare is huge. We have the website, and one consistent high hit on our website is for the health clinics and health in general, access to healthcare. And so we have several partners who are health clinics, and because we do have a high degree of newcomers in the community who may not completely understand our medical system, the way it's set up, we are working with organizations to help them educate their refugee clients about appropriate use of emergency services, including the emergency room and 911, and then help direct them to the resources for community clinics, so that they know where they can go to have some low-cost, affordable health care that doesn't include going to the emergency room and using those emergency resources inappropriately. So we have all kinds of information compiled for health care about where all the health care clinics are and what they have. And, of course, people can also call me and I can give them more information that they don't find, say, on our website or in our meetings.
Great. We'll pass on that contact information here in a moment. Talking about creating a positive environment in your neighborhood and, in fact, in the city of El Cajon right now here on Community Focus, and our guest, Lavonna Connolly of the El Cajon Collaborative. And the collaborative is gearing up for a way where people can really make an impact right now with the East Region Resident Leadership Academy. The idea behind this, Lavonna, creating a healthy and safe environment for El Cajon?
Absolutely. One of the main things behind this Resident Leadership Academy is the idea that community members themselves have what they need to make solutions to the problems and issues that concern them. But sometimes they might need a little bit of equipping. They might need someone to build their confidence and give them all the information and contacts they need in order for them to engage more in working together with other community members who also are solution-focused and bring solutions to the issues that concern them. So that's what we're doing with this Resident Leadership Academy. It's focused on a couple of primary issues, one of them being community safety, crime prevention, and then one of them being just food access and food systems. When the social service providers, health and human service providers, come together, which they've been doing for 20 years here in El Cajon through the El Cajon Collaborative, when they come together, they talk about the community issues as from their perspective and what solutions they think are best according to their perspective and the contact they have with clients. And so having something like the Resident Leadership Academy is a way that we can actually begin not just being a group of health and human service providers, but kind of began making our collaborative a little bit broader in its base to include our residents more and have the ideal situation where instead of stating what we think the important issues are for the community and instead of saying what we think the best solutions are for the community, this is a way that we can include them in the solution making, in the identification of the issues, so that those solutions that get implemented are more sustainable in the community, because they're a better fit for the community.
Your website is elcajoncollaborative.org. It's all one word, elcajoncollaborative.org. And you have details on this Resident Leadership Academy coming up. Also a questionnaire for people to fill out it's an application for the academy. Tell us when the classes start and how often they're occurring.
The Resident Leadership Academy will begin somewhere in late February or early March, to our best guess. We're still finalizing some details about who will facilitate it and exactly the venue and what have you. We're still finalizing those things. And we plan to have it on Thursday evenings from about 5:30 to 7 or 5:30 to 7:30. And we are currently recruiting. We have about 6 people who are interested, but we're looking for at least 15. And so the application you referred to is on the back side of the flyer. There's a little information on the front, and then on the second page is the application. So anyone who's interested needs to be a resident of El Cajon and be interested in solutions and increasing the capacity of themselves to be a community leader. And all they need to do is just fill out the application and either email it to me, or they can scan an email, or they can fax it to me, or they can snail mail it to me, or if they don't have access to any of that, they can try giving me a call and giving me the information over the phone. My phone number here is 619-447-4380.
All right, again, it's 619-447-4380. And the website, again, is elcajoncollaborative.org.
Yes. Well, I want to make it clear that this academy is open to both youth and adults. So
we're
hoping to have a diverse intergenerational project here, as we hope it will be diverse in other ways as well. We hope that people from all different income levels who have all different interests and ethnicities will come together. We think that will strengthen the project. But what we're looking for in someone is someone who already has natural motivation to want to work on solutions in the community. So these people might be someone who has noticed some things about their community that are unsafe and is looking for a way to engage in solutions. It might be someone who has noticed the lack of access to nutritional foods in their community and wants to meet other like-minded people who they might work together towards solutions. But primarily, the person we are looking for is the person who would be willing to work with others on a project, because at the end of the Resident Leadership Academy, the academy will be 14 weeks long. It will be free, and we provide a nice curriculum which was created by Community Health Improvement Partners. And the project at the end will be, after they learn everything about the various systems and the way they work and about health and about how infrastructure impacts food systems and land use and community planning, leadership, after they learn it all, they're going to then engage in some project planning and then implement a project together. So the special person we might be looking for is someone who's solution-focused and willing to roll up their sleeves and get busy and do a little something.
Very good. Now, what would you say as far as encouraging those who maybe aren't quite ready for this?
I'm glad you asked that, because there may be many reasons why someone can't do this right now but might have an interest. And I would really like to get the word out to the community that the El Cajon Collaborative is here to increase the capacity of those who would like to do good in the community. So if there's residents out there who can't be involved with this particular project but would like to engage more in solutions, I welcome those folks to contact me. And it's to talk to me, to tell me a little about themselves, and if there's ways that I can help them increase their capacity, I would be more than happy to share information, to encourage them, and to fan the flame of their passion. So that the best thing, I think, for them to do is just to give me a call. There are many, many different things going on, especially around health and making our community safer and healthier. It's just all the craze now. So there's so many different projects and opportunities for people to engage with that if this Resident Leadership Academy is not the right fit, it's not the right one, that's okay. There's lots and lots of other things they can do, and I'm sure we can find something that will be a good fit for them.
You've been listening to Community Focus with your host, Steve Blessing. Community Focus is a production of the Public Affairs Department of KECR Radio. For more information on the topics and issues discussed on this program, call area code 619-390-3481. That's 619-390-3481. You can also write us at Community Focus, care of KECR Radio, 11865 Marino Avenue, Lakeside, California, 92040. Again, that address is 11865 Marino Avenue, Lakeside, California, 92040. Or you can also reach us by email at communityfocus@nethere.com. We welcome your comments, suggestions, and program ideas. The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect those of Family Radio or KECR. Until next time, thank you for listening, and may God bless you.